We're speaking with vocalist Lila Ammons and bandleader Paul Berry before their show next Friday. Lila, the world knows you as a jazz singer, carrying on the musical tradition of the Ammons family. But in recent years, you've added blues to your repertoire, including singing classic blues and boogie-woogie in Europe, leading to your work with Paul Berry and the Ace Tones. How does blues singing differ from jazz singing? The two styles have the same root, of course.
I think really it's the feeling that you put into the lyrics, and they can be funny, they can be double entendres, they can be, you know, tragic.
Well, we've got Wonder Why playing right now.
She's kind of sad because she's wondering why nobody loves her at all. It's one of those examples of how blues can also sound joyous. You know, because she's like, wonder why nobody loves me at all. Now, that does not sound tragic at all. Really, really. I wonder why nobody seems to care. You say, I see you nothing, babe. Nothing but your stepping stone.
I see what you mean, Lila. The way you do it, the singer seems kind of happy and sad at the same time.
She's kind of celebrating, you know, life. It's another thing that happens to everybody. She will get out of this situation. She'll find somebody else. Hopefully that one will last longer. But life doesn't end just because of that one relationship, you know. So there's a lot of hope, I think, that's involved in a lot of the lyrics, too.
Lila, much of the feeling of the blues comes from the lyrics of the songs. And why do you like Talk Is Cheap?
Something that everybody can relate to, that somebody, you know, there are people who talk about, they're going to do this, I'm going to have this, I'm going to be rich, I'm going to buy you this, I'm going to do that for you, and you're like, uh-huh, great, okay, well, talk is cheap. It's a fun song to sing.
Yeah, and I can see why. It's because every time the lyrics come, talk is cheap, everybody's heard it before. It's a proverbial expression. What was the compositional process like, Paul?
First, I wrote the lyrics, and I wanted some kind of a funky beat to the tune. And when we were in the studio with the guys, I said, let's lay down a funky beat on this. And the guitar player, Phil Schmidt, said, I'll let you talk about a boogaloo beat. So that's how we got that beat down. It sounded really good with what the band laid down on that. And so we stuck with that, and it seemed to fit the lyrics really well.
It's all over town, you're saying this or that. No, no, baby, I don't go for that. Talk is cheap. Yeah, talk is cheap. Haven't you heard? Actions speak louder than words.
Paul, do you have a philosophy or a thought process on how to put together a set of music in terms of what variety you put in?
You have all different types of beats with blues and all types different feelings. So when I put together a set list, I like to keep that in mind, the slow blues, you know, maybe a shuffle and like a boogaloo beat and a jump blues.
How do people react when you play work song?
A good friend of mine, William Clark, who was my mentor, he showed me a lot about the chromatic, so that's I play chromatic on this tune like he did, and people seem to really like it because it kind of, it's a jazz tune in its roots with Annette and Cannonball Adderley, and we adapt it to the blues, and it's really fun. We kind of meld the blues and the jazz together on this tune, and people seem to really like it, and the band has a great time playing it.
Paul Berry and the Ace Tones with featured vocalist Lila Ammons at Famous Dave's at Calhoun Square in Minneapolis. Friday, July 7th from 9 till 10:15. The group is followed by Squishy Mud. For information, paulberryblues.com. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.